And we're back with Andy Levinson, Senior Vice President of Tour Administration for the PGA Tour. Andy, you know, the other issue I think that folks may have an issue with, and I know some members of the committee were concerned about, was the issue of the percent share. And I remember one of the committee members asked the proponent from the NBA, and to his credit, he deftly answered the question. But it was, you know, is it fair for the leagues to be making a percentage off of Kansans? Aren't they going to make money because of the fact that, well, it's your sport? Why should they make money off of Kansans who are placing wagers? And I thought it was a legitimate question to ask.
Well, to be clear, you know, what we're asking for, first of all, is a quarter of 1% of the money wagered. And that would not be coming out of Kansans' pocket. That would be coming out of the betting operator. And the return from that would far outweigh, for all involved, the cost associated with it. And what I mean by that is that this would create a partnership between the sports leagues and the state. It would incentivize the leagues to invest in marketing and fan engagement with the state. And what that would ultimately do is actually increase the volume of betting on their products, on the league products. So it would actually lift all boats in doing so. And from a fairness perspective, we really feel that if these betting operators are going to be profiting on the backs of the competitions that we invest so significantly in putting on, and that our athletes invest so much in training throughout the year in preparation for those events, then it only seems fair that our entity, our league, our athletes, our tournaments should benefit as well.
I get the argument. I think it'll be interesting to see how this particular element plays out, because I think there may be others who would say, well, if the leagues are making money on betting on their own outcomes, doesn't that also question the potential integrity of, but maybe not, because you're not necessarily making money on whether, you know, Phil Mickelson hits the putt, he sinks the putt. You're just making a percentage of how many people bet on whether or not Phil Mickelson sunk the putt necessarily.
That's exactly right. That's why what we're asking for is off the money wagered and not off of the money, the profits, for example. So it's not based on the outcome. We would have no stake whatsoever in the outcome of a bet.
So if you're getting a percentage of the money wagered, what if you have if it's going through a state-owned casino? The issue then is you are technically taking it from the taxpayers if it's a state-owned entity, like the Kansas Lottery, for example.
Right, and again, if you look at industries like fantasy sports, daily fantasy, or the secondary ticket market, once those industries started partnering with the leagues, they got a significant lift in revenue. And so what I'm saying is that if the state partners with the leagues, then the leagues are going to be incentivized to make investments back in that state. And it's going to increase the overall volume and overall revenue for the state.
This is why I remember when we took this up last session. It was towards the end of the session, and I think it was really more just of an informational-only hearing. And it was because of this and a few of the other issues that we really chose not to delve into it deeper. But you can see, and the listeners can definitely see, this is going to be a sticky wicket, for lack of a better term, because of so many complicated issues that are related to it. But you know, I wish you luck with the legislation. I think, you know, I'm a free market guy, so any opportunity for you know, expanding opportunities and business opportunities in the state, I'm all for. I don't know where I necessarily would land on this particular issue, but you know, I'm glad to at least see the PGA and these other entities coming to Kansas and looking to bring business opportunities and potential income to the state. So for that, I'm grateful. And Andy, I appreciate you taking the time to call in this evening. I really appreciate that. If you know, if there are folks that are interested, is there a website? Is there some place that they can go and get information on the proposed legislation if they have questions?
Well, we're actively engaging in every state that's considering legislation, and I know that as the Kansas legislature starts to consider new legislation next year, then we will be there and we will be talking to Kansans just like I am this evening. We really believe that Kansas has a great opportunity to create a world-class sports betting system. You're kind of at the leading edge here, and it's really going to change the way fans engage in sports. It's been very successful in international regulated markets, and we see a great opportunity here in the United States. As long as things are done the right way, that we're protecting the integrity of the competition first and foremost. And again, just an opportunity to have a best-in-class system here in the United States that everywhere else around the world would be envious of. So I appreciate your time, and I look forward to engaging in Kansas in the future.
Well, and that's the key. And you know, the two things that I really appreciated that you guys are forefront on is the integrity issue and the transparency issue. And I think as long as we are keeping that front of mind, top of mind awareness, that's the key. And I think the rest of this, you know, will work itself out eventually. Andy, thank you again for joining us. Coming up here in the next hour, we've got Nick Hoheisel, who is one of our new state reps, will be joining us. You are listening to the John Whitmer Show on 1330 KNSS.